Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Gino Toretta is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday, Wisconsin, Oregon. And you can hear that all across the nation on Touchdown Radio. Hello, Gino.
A little disappointed. I didn't know we were coming into the studio today. That's close enough. I could have met you all there. Maybe
we're under a mandate. We have to be here. And so if you'd like to join us here every Thursday,
well,
nothing would make us happier.
About the mandate. I've been to the facility outside to see Steph the specialist and give him his credentials for the Miami game. So I just I didn't realize you traveled still to Dade County, Hawk.
Gino, let me know. You and I could carpool. We live fairly close to one another.
Hey, you don't mind sitting around?
Come kidnap me. I won't struggle at all.
Till 6:30, putting up the podcast. You're okay with that, right? And then Salah will get you home right
sure,
quick.
I'll hang out over there all afternoon.
What happened with the Hurricanes on Friday? They put up this stinker on Friday against Louisville. And listen, it is almost impossible to go undefeated in a season. I think everybody knows that. But do you take the loss to Louisville as some sort of huge warning? Or do you kind of shake it off and say, look, those games are going to happen. They're still one of the best teams in college football, and don't get caught up on it.
Well, I think you would say they're still one of the best teams in college football. I think I get hung up on it from it's a home game. And if you watch this season, it seems like there's a lot of colleges that when they go on the road, they're not either focused or they lay an egg on the road. And don't play well. To do that at home is very disappointing. And to do it on a week and a half of almost 2 weeks of preparation is definitely disappointing. I think that
disappointing or worrisome, because there's a difference.
Well, it's disappointing. I mean, it's still the same players that a lot of people before the game thought they were the best team in the country based on their resume. So far to date. So I think, the Notre Dame win keeps looking better. Hell, USF win keeps on looking better because the only loss is Miami. To me, with this transfer portal thing and where it's not, we're in a locker room for 5 years with each other, it becomes the coach's job everywhere is, man, you have to focus these kids in each and every week. And each and every week, you can get beat. You can get beat. The one thing I'm a little disappointed in is the fact that, when you're Miami and you're top five in the country, you are everybody else on your schedule, especially that's not ranked, which was everybody on the rest of the schedule. You are their game. You're their ticket for credibility. And if you don't think you're going to get their best coaching effort, if you don't think you're going to get their best physical effort, because those dudes, if you watch, they're playing to say, hey, I'm some of the fastest guys on the field, and I'm playing for how high I'm going to get drafted in the spring. And you know, Brom's going out there playing loose. Hell, he loves being at Louisville. He grew up there. He played there. And they've had a great plan for us every year they've played us. I mean, do they have better players than us? No, I don't think they have a better roster than us. But they had a better plan, and they believed in it. And when you're in college, man, belief is 90% of the battle, because you could get some kids where, you know, they may not know where they're going, but hell, if they believe they're going in the right direction, they're going to end up beating you at the end of 60 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, it was obvious early in the game they had athletes. Hell, half of them are from down here, to be honest. When Charlie Strong started coming down here, and Teddy and Lamar, all those guys, we know about them. The thing that was perplexing to me was the trenches. There's supposed to be four or five guys on the offensive and defensive line of the Canes that are supposed to go first or second round. Louisville was dominating the trenches, not just for one quarter, pretty much the whole game. What did the Canes have, 60 yards rushing?
It was ugly.
Like, I did not expect the domination inside.
Well, not only that, but at some point, Channing, when you're handoff on inside zone like five or six times and it gets absolutely stoned, don't you at some point run outside zone, counter? Like, there's got to be an adjustment, whether it's like, hell, let's try a trap. If they're going double eagle the whole time, at some point in time, you can't just jam it in the middle and go off the edge. I mean, really, the success they had was when they handed it to Tony off the edge. And he was able to score. So, you know what? Use the speed and work those edges. But I just think, you know, and even the players after the game and their comments that, you know, they said, hey, they were doing stuff that we weren't prepared for. And that to me is concerning, shocking, and you know, I just think football is you know, coaches say it's not about them. It never is about your opponent. If you just execute within whatever offensive scheme you have and whatever defensive scheme you have, there's an answer for what the other team is doing. So it truly isn't what the other team's doing. It's just, okay, can I execute my own crap better than you can defend it? And you know what? We didn't execute. They get down inside a field goal range to kick for a tie. And at that point, first off, we have three timeouts and there's 40 seconds left. I'm like, okay, why would we be not taking one to just calm everybody down, one, and just give some pointers? And, oh, by the way, the pointer is, if they blitz and they catch us, do not try to jam the ball to the tight end running a hot route. I mean, no offense, but, you know, Channing, the tight end's coming out of his stance. He's like, wait a sec. He's checking the corner of his eye thinking, damn, the backer just left. Okay, it's hot. By the time his head's around, the ball's past him and the guy makes a great play in the interception. It's like, dude, throw the ball away. Like I would just be like, all right, they got us. You know, sometimes they guess right, and you throw it away. You live to play another down, and we didn't do that at the end of the game.
Gino, I'm just looking at the schedule very quickly, and look, I know there's a lot of football left to play, but Georgia Tech is 4-0, Virginia Tech is 3-0 atop the conference. Miami does play SMU, who's currently undefeated. I mean, they're gonna have to take care of business, right? Because GT doesn't play UVA or SMU. And I don't know if they'll end the season undefeated because they have to play Georgia in their final game, but their conference record's pretty much a joke the rest of the way. It's not out of the realm of possibility they end their conference record, ACC play undefeated. Virginia is another one of those teams. I don't think they will, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. Miami can't drop another game here if they truly want to make the conference tournament or conference championship game.
No question. The disappointing thing, because of the loss and they haven't had a lot of conference games yet, they need help, at least how it looks right now. But I would say to this, and I did it with one of the shows I'm on Sirius, is like, okay, pick the playoff right now. If you pick the playoffs right now, if you look at the ranking – Miami probably get bounced out of the playoffs because you got to put, you know, BYU in as the Big 12, and you got to put a group of five representative in. And, you know, I don't know if the ACC is getting a second team in the playoff. It's not going to be like last year because the SEC is so strong. Right now you'd probably put five teams out of the SEC into the top 12 based on performance. And so to me, that means you can't rely on anybody else. They have to win out. They have to win the conference. And I think that every ACC school should be looking at it that way. And you know, for I just, to me as a player, you never wanted to put it in anybody else's hands and have to rely on either somebody else losing or you getting the benefit of the doubt vote to say, all right, they're in the playoffs. And that's where Miami's going to need some of that. But they got to come out and play. But don't think the rest of the schedule, like, listen, last Thursday, what did we talk about? They're going to be favored, and they're playing a bunch of teams that are not ranked. So we thought, okay, they could truly skate, play well, but skate undefeated, right? Well, now with the loss, those games, those teams are now thinking, man, Miami's gettable. Mm-hmm. That's what they're thinking. And that's where it's up to them this week to come out against Stanford, who just, you know, shocked Florida State, and go out and beat the hell out of them. Well, I mean, we're favored by almost 30.
I was going to ask you, they're 30-point favorites. So do they do themselves a world of good within their own team even to go out there and just shellack that team? Just keep the pedal to the metal the entire time and come out of there with one of those victories that, A, everyone forgets about Louisville on Friday night, but B, goes, wow, did you see what that team did to that team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
100%. But has Mario ever done that?
No. Mm-mm. But that's why I wonder if this one, like, if we can recognize that it's kind of important to win this one.
I think gusto, people recognize, and I
does
think
he,
listen,
though?
When James Franklin lost, or when he lost his job, I should say, what was one of the main reasons? He was a 20-point favorite 2 weeks in a row and lost. That was like one of the decisions, the first time ever. So you know what? These game, you know, whatever, the line is set, and they know stuff that we don't know. But if it's me to get my own team's confidence back up, I'm pedal to the metal, and I don't give a crap if somebody says I'm running up the score. I'm starting from the kickoff, and it can be like Robert Bailey before the Cotton Bowl started. I'm gonna run down and knock somebody out on the opening kick, and he did. And that's what you got to do, because what you have to basically show not only this opponent, but the rest of them, that are on their schedule, that was a fluke. We didn't play well, and it sucks that it was at home. But you have to basically say, you know what, don't even think we're going to ever do that again, and don't ever think you're going to have a chance to win the game. And that, I think they have to make that statement, especially starting this week.
But with Carson Beck, that means he's going to throw a lot, and it doesn't seem like he's making great decisions with that ball, Geno. We talked to, who was it, John Michaels earlier in the week, and he was like, it had to be the game plan to get those deep shots because there's no reason for him to continue to throw that ball right into three deep. They were sitting back. They were giving you it underneath. Like, what did you see out of Carson Beck with him throwing those four picks? The last one, like you're saying, the last one was just a bad decision. But those three jump balls, why would he even let that go?
Well, I would say, and I told you at the Florida game, I thought he was tentative throwing the ball. And I still think he's tentative throwing the ball. And I don't know if that's a confidence issue. I don't know if it's it seemed like once he made one mistake, it kind of led to, you know, he wasn't the most confident in the world. And Channing, I think as a quarterback, the best quarterbacks have the shortest memory. And the one thing when I'm watching, and I told you, hey man, if I threw a pick, your face is on TV. You're the quarterback of Miami. And all my mom used to say was, stop saying the F word right after an interception walking off the field. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see, hey, I'm pissed at myself from Carson Beck and move on. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that in four picks because he really threw more than four picks because, I mean, there was a, I would say, kind of a ticky-tack roughing the passer call where he got one of them back. Yeah. But, you know, maybe throwing into traffic. But, you know what? If I'm going to throw into traffic, goddamn, throw the ball.
Yeah, say it, Gino. No, don't say it.
He caught that one.
Now you know why his mom was yelling at him when he was coming out of the huddle because you see how fired up he'd get just talking about interceptions.
That's what I didn't see. And I think – listen, I Shannon Dawson, I think, is one of the best OCs out there in college football. I think he puts together great game plans. I think that at times it looks more conservative. I don't know if that's generally his nature to be that conservative, but it's how the head coach, you know, wants the game and wants it to be run. But I think they were offensively, there was plays to be got, and they didn't get them. And I think that you know, that's where it's critically important for them this week to get back on the deck and literally show the rest of those teams, hey, you know what? That was a fluke. You know what? Hey, we messed up. We didn't come out.
Let's put 100%. Up 100. Let's put up 100 on Stanford.
Yeah, and in college football, man, with the transfer portal, hell, Channy, do you guys? I mean, did Vanderbilt ever score on you when you were at Florida?
No.
I mean, bro, they're top 10. And they just beat LSU, and they might be Missouri this weekend. College football is totally different now, and everybody can get you on a weekend. And if you're not up for it, and if you're not prepared for it to give your best effort, you're probably going to lose. And to me, the best teams, you know, Alabama's one of the best teams, Ohio State, if they don't have their A game and they still beat you, that's a great team in college football right now.
Gino Toretta, he joins us every Thursday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers
you almost,
Union.
You almost got me. How does that work?
Oh, we'd have dumped you. We'd have dumped you. The YouTube streamers would have seen it, but we'd have dumped you over the air. You were fired up.
Do you still have to get dumped on the air now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who knows how long that'll last, but yeah, for sure. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union. Trained plumbers of the local 519. Join a winning team today with local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino, a pleasure as always. Go wash your mouth soap.
I'm curious on the basketball news, Channing. What do you think about it? I mean, now they're letting November 1st, apparently now college players can bet on professional
sports.
NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that developing into a problem. Can you? I don't see why. What's the issue?
I don't see any problem in it. You know, I mean, those buildings are all built on winners out there in Las Vegas.
18-year-olds with $1 million of NIL money and a gambling app. I just don't know if it's the smartest thing in the world.
I mean, back in your day, Gino, you couldn't even accept a free beer at the tavern. Guy was tapping his own beers at the tavern. All right, we'll see you, Gino.
See you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.